From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he would send roughly 2,000 to 4,000 National Guard troops to the U.S. border with Mexico. Mexican officials say this could significantly affect U.S.-Mexico relations. Meantime, border control agents on the ground are assisted by agents in helicopters. Air Enforcement Agent William Jefferson.
There are nothing but obstacles for the Border Patrol agents on the ground. Us in the air, we can bypass all that and get from A to B very fast and get them the information they need to keep doing their job well.
Jefferson works in the Rio Grande Valley sector of Texas, one of the busiest illegal immigrant crossings on the U.S.-Mexico border. Poisoned daughter of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal, attacked with a nerve agent in the British city of Salisbury in early March, is recovering quickly. Elder Skripal remains in critical condition, while his 33-year-old daughter Yulia is doing much better. VOA reporter Jamie Jetmer.
She's communicated with the Metropolitan Police, who put out a statement on her behalf, saying that she has improved, that she's strengthening every day. She's thankful to the people of Britain who helped her, particularly the people of the town of Salisbury, and she hopes to be discharged soon.
Russia maintains it had nothing to do with the attack, but many Western nations don't believe the Kremlin. Two Turkish Americans will serve more than 1 year in prison after they pleaded guilty to assaulting pro-Kurdish demonstrators during the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit to Washington last year. A video from VOA of the incident shows Erdogan's security guards attacking the protesters carrying Kurdish flags. This is VOA News. Days after President Trump repeated his call to bring home U.S. forces from Syria, defense officials insist there have been no shifts in strategy of U.S. policy. Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie was asked by reporters about U.S. troops in Syria.
We've always thought that as we reach finality against ISIS in Syria, we're going to adjust the level of our presence there. So in that sense, nothing actually has changed.
U.S. has about 2,000 troops stationed in Syria, part of the ongoing effort to destroy the Islamic State and dismantle the group's self-declared caliphate. President Trump is not expected to meet with the leaders of Cuba and Venezuela when he attends the Summit of the Americas next week in Lima, Peru. Summit comes after Mr. Trump threatened to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Mr. Trump speaking about all of this.
You know, we'll have something, I think, fairly soon. And I told my people, this is like a story, oh, I want it before. We're making a trip next week to Peru, representing all of South America and different places. And it'll be very interesting. But they said, oh, let's have NAFTA before. I said, don't rush it. Take it nice and easy. There's no rush. We get it done right, or we'll terminate. You know, if we don't have it done right, we're going to terminate. When I was running, I said we'll terminate NAFTA, or we'll renegotiate it.
U.S. delegation to the Summit of the Americas will include Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan and Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and senior advisor. At this point, U.S. officials do not anticipate any discussions on NAFTA at the summit, saying those negotiations will take place separately. Senior White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says China, not President Trump, should be blamed for the escalating trade fight between the two countries. Kudlow said newly announced tariffs against China have been not enacted yet and warned against jumping to what he called the worst-case scenario.
Don't forget, technically, both countries have just proposed tariffs. There's been nothing enacted. And I think that's an important point. And here in the U.S., you know, we're going to put it out for comment for a couple months. So I don't want to pinpoint a deadline. That's Bob Lighthizer's area. But I would just say it's nothing around the corner. It's going to be big discussion about it. Obviously, all the senators will weigh in, and we welcome it.
Larry Kudlow, the head of the White House National Economic Council, said China's restrictive practices have been going on for decades. Brazilian judges ordered former President Luiz Inácio da Silva to surrender to authorities by Friday afternoon to begin serving a 12-year prison sentence on a corruption conviction. Get more on this story and all the news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.